This is MFG Out Loud. Courageous conversations about sales and marketing for today's manufacturers. With your hosts, Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore.
I just wanted to see if there was anything we hadn't asked them yet that they wanted to talk about.
Yellow's got something. He's smiling.
He's got Yellow. Could go. We could do this all night long. He next time Yellow's in town, you got to come visit Yellow, and you'll get an education on this. It's amazing. Because what they've experienced there, and we're so honored to be in partnership with them, because these last 10 years that they've experienced is what the next 10 years is going to be like in the United States. Yeah. And when it's not only do we have an awesome product, but we have an awesome ally that helps us navigate it because they've experienced this. But it's not just selling the product, it's selling the notion of automation. And they know how to sell the automation because all these customers that have over those 1,000 installations have experienced so many different things to say why they're doing this. Yeah. And if we can communicate that to the machine shop world of the United States, this is going to be a fantastic opportunity for us to be more globally competitive.
Yeah. And maybe to, to tell you one more thing, a question that hasn't been asked is, how much does a system like this cost you?
I was wondering that actually.
Right? Fair.
It's a question that we hear all the time. Yeah, isn't it expensive? Doesn't it cost millions, right? It's a robot system with software and grippers and everything. And no, it's not. It has become so available for all manufacturers now. And the return on investment is less than a year. Yeah, if you use a system 2 hours a day, you have paid it back in 1 year. So, the reason why it has become so available is that the software is so intelligent that everybody can use it. You can use the system in all kinds of shops, on a lathe, on a milling machine, on all different types of machines. And the price has come down, and the investment, the return on the investment has gone down as well. So I don't know what you feel about this, Craig, but I think it's available to all manufacturers in the United States now. Yes.
Right. And that's absolutely true. And, you know, most of these installations, they could be between $100,000 and $150,000. And some people shrug and go, well, I can buy a machine tool for that. And like, yeah, but that doesn't solve your problem, right? So, but what you can look at is if you look at a return on investment, and if you amortize it over 3 or 4 years, this, you know, like human equivalent, right, is costing you like $3 to $4 an hour, you know, on a single shift. You know, I mean, it's amazing. So that there's opportunities here for you to see this as a quick payback. That's for sure. The other thing too is that, you know, people are just flat out more profitable now. Yella and his father Helmut put together a fantastic presentation. Ray, you did see that here at Fusion when we had our open house, and you just saw the discoveries here is that you flat out make more money. Everything is going up. The price of labor is going up. Price of transportation is going up. Overhead costs are going up. Everything's going up. So what you have to do is find some places where you can do things for less. And that's what automation can do for you.
Yeah, that's so correct. The other thing that's important for folks to know too, and you guys did a great job of sharing it during the open house. There are so many more creative ways of handling financing these days than there had been before. I know one of the gentlemen from Formic, was there, and you talk about even automation as a service. I mean, there's some really creative ways that lower the barrier to entry, and you just got to ask.
Well, and one cool thing for you listeners is to go to the RoboJob website. It is so cool because you can physically see, you can pick your machine. They have all sorts of different machines listed, and you can see how this could work to help you improve the efficiency of your particular machine. And I was really impressed with that. So take a peek and try it out for yourself.
You know, one other thing that came up too, and we keep on going back to the software. There was a recent article published, and it was some research that was done by MIT. And they said that the US wasn't yet embracing what they thought was forecasted as more automation in manufacturing the small to mid-sized companies. And if you read between the lines, and or even explicitly, it says the biggest challenge is the software and the training for it. Because people kept on thinking, well, I got to put automation. Oh, do I have to get a robot engineer in here? Or do I have to send my people to training for weeks or months to do that? What's really interesting in the market right now, and we're always used to those big yellow robots that we've seen in the automotive facilities and everything. It takes weeks, not months, to go through training just to know how to operate and program one of those. That's one of, and we're fortunate enough, we're in Chicago and we got a training facility nearby in Arlington Heights. But that's one thing, right? So that's on one side of the continuum. It's very complex. It's a very robust, very sophisticated product. And right in the middle became what, where there's a lot of interest with collaborative robots. And it made it simpler to utilize, you know, the robot as a solution, but still takes lines of code, right? So a typical system for, you know, for that would be like 400 lines of code. So you'd have to still code it for a CNC machine tending application. While RoboJob is conversational, you don't write code, you just input information. And that goes back to what Yella's father's company challenged him with and said, if we're gonna do this, it should take 5 minutes. So going back to that continual complexity, what would take 6 or 7 working days to program a traditional robot, like from FANUC or ABB or whatever it is, right out of the box, right? And then if you take something like a collaborative robot that's in the middle, that could take maybe a day to a day and a half to do a new job. And I'm living it. We've been doing it for 3.5-4 years. It's the same thing. It takes time to do that. Where we do have on the simplicity on the side of the continuum, 5 minutes. I mean, literally, it is 5 minutes. Our people didn't believe it when I brought it up. I was actually called out on this one time. They're like, I'll bet you $5 you can't do it in 5 minutes. And they called it out and right in front of all these other people. And sure enough, that person came back to me. He paid up, apologized, and he couldn't believe it. And so what we're getting to a point here is that the obstacles to adding automation, especially when these machine shops are at war at getting everything done with, you know, material costs going up or unavailability of material, inavailability of personnel. You know, are we open? Are we closed? Are we wearing masks? Are we not wearing masks? Are we getting a stimulus check? Are we not getting a stimulus check? We got all that going for ourselves, let alone bring in some kind of new type of technology. It's hard for people to wrap their minds around. So we solved that with having a product that's easy to use and install, and it's very intuitive. So that's the amazing part. But until you experience the whole spectrum of robot programming, you really don't get how really this powerful software works and get a greater appreciation for it.
Wow. And are there... this may be appropriate or inappropriate, I don't know, but are there any kind of tax benefits right now or tax breaks for adding automation or expanding your shop in such a way? Like, I know Ray and I interviewed, I don't know if it was Paul Van Meter from Pro Shop, but I know somebody was talking about that, that we've talked to recently, and it seemed like, wow, why wouldn't you take advantage of that?
Yeah. I mean, there's still, you have the federal tax incentives of, buying capital equipment, the depreciation, the accelerated depreciation and things like that. But we have customers that are in the state of Indiana, and there's a Kinexus grant, and they actually match up to 50% of the investment, up to $200,000 on any type of automation. And I dug a little deeper and said, well, since we're in Illinois, why aren't we doing that? But that's another story. But in Indiana, which is really interesting, is that they are a great producer of manufactured products. But after they surveyed the state over many years, they discovered that they're the least automated.
Interesting.
So you could apply for this grant. It's a low barrier of entry. In fact, every time I get a inquiry from Indiana, I ask them if they knew about the Kinexus grant. And some of them did, some of them didn't. But it's a beautiful opportunity to add automation, because they figure if they can help out one time, with putting that automation in, just to give them, let's say, an incentive to automate, they'll automate more. And then that's what's happening there. And with us in Illinois, people are moving from one state to another, right? From Illinois to Indiana because of, one reason or another, for lower cost of living or whatever it might be, they're still not automated enough. And this is what they're going to try to do. Now, I don't know any other states are doing that. I know Indiana is doing it. I know Illinois is not, but it'd be interesting to see what other incentives there are. I mean, that's better than a tax credit, right? It's really giving a huge automation credit. And some of them are getting, up to $50,000 or $100,000 in some cases.
That's awesome. Mm,
that's nothing to sneeze at.
I know Yella's thinking, Craig, get in your car, go to Indiana. What are you doing here?
Right.
Well, I think we are showing the RoboJob solutions in September in Indiana, Craig. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
All right.
Oh, awesome. That's where I'm from, by the way. So
there you go.
Oh, then you should come, Allison. Yes.
That's great. You know.
That's great. That's awesome. Well, I think. Allison, any other questions from your side?
No, I'm pretty sure we could go on all day. This is so interesting. And, you two are very inspiring and very intelligent. And it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for what you're doing for the industry and for spending time with us.
Well, thank you very much, Allison.
Thank you. Yes. Pleasure to be a part of your podcast. Been following it for quite some time, and feel that I'm very grateful that we had this opportunity, because there's a good story to tell here. And when Ray came to me, I said, I'm not doing this without Yella. And one of the reasons is because it's like he's coming from the future, right? Because he's experienced this yes. last 10 years, because what he experienced there is what we're going to see in throughout, this decade.
Yeah.
And we're very grateful to have him as well as a partner, and have him on the podcast to share this information with you as well.
And he might let you drive the DeLorean.
Yes.
And the flux capacitor.
Sure. The flux capacitors are made on automated equipment. So.
Absolutely.
I don't know if Yella is familiar with Back to the Future, but that's what I thought of.
Right, Back to the Future.
Yes. Right. Well, he's going to watch that tonight now. Right?
Yeah.
Greg, that would make you Doc.
I'm just saying. Oh, yeah, there you're right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Why is it always the old guy? What's going on here?
Well, we're in that club now, pal.
That's right. Guys, thanks so much. Craig and Yella, it has been so awesome having you with us today. I encourage everyone out there, please Check out the show notes. Find a way to connect with Yeller and Craig. Find them on LinkedIn. We'll give you the how you can get them on their websites, on Twitter, wherever they happen to hang out. Follow them. Plenty of updates and just cool nuggets of information you need to know as you either start or jump in full speed in your automation journey. Because like we said, the best time to do it is right now. And for all of our listeners out there, we are so grateful for you. If you liked what you heard today, please, please, please click subscribe, click like. If you really liked it, leave us a comment. We love having you around. And can't wait to do more stuff. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the other cool places. Allison, why don't you take us home?
Well, thank you so much. And everybody listening, including Yella and Craig, keep manufacturing out loud because we need you.
Thank you for listening to MFG Out Loud with Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore. You can subscribe and find show notes at mfgoutloud.com.